Now, scams, the last thing you need at Christmas, of course, aren't they? Someone going after you for your cold, hard cash. Scams seem to be everywhere at the moment, and in particular, tax office scams. Now, ScamWatch is warning people not to engage with phone calls or emails, but how believable are these calls when you receive them? And how common are they? We've got one young woman who actually received a call the other day, Ashley Carey, and she joins us this morning to have a little bit of a chat about what she experienced. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning, Belinda. How are you?
Very well. Tell me about this call you got.
Oh, it was a pretty intense afternoon yesterday, Belinda. I received an automated message phone call from the ATO, or so they called themselves, telling me that I was up for tax fraud and that I had to phone them back immediately. Now, the number that I had to phone back was a local number. It's from Melbourne, so I thought it seems pretty legit. I don't watch a lot of TV, so I'm not really privy to many scams or current affair program scams. Mm-hmm. So I phoned back the number and it was a gentleman kind of giving me a basic rundown of how I hadn't been paying tax properly for the last 3 years and how my tax return was incorrect last year. So I just mentioned to him, hey, look, you know, I'm really sorry. I had absolutely no idea any of this was happening. I have an accountant doing my paperwork. You know, everything's done through the work, the business I work for. Like, everything should be pretty straightforward. But apparently I was up for about $5,000 worth of tax debt. So I was following the steps. They read me through all these clauses that, like, they were telling me not to interrupt me. The AFP had a warrant out for my arrest. Like, they were really out to scare me, and it totally worked. So I was just kind of following all the steps, listening to all the clauses that I'd apparently broken. And then as soon as I mentioned, you know, that I had an accountant involved, they asked the business or the firm that I get to do my taxes. They asked my accountant's number and then his phone number, and they said, let's get him on the line. And then I was like, great, that'd be fantastic, because I'm still really confused as to what the problem or issue is. So they dialed in my accountant, and it was an Australian man who, I was listening to the conversation, I was the third party on the line, and the ATO were having a discussion with my apparent accountant, kind of talking about what the issues were, and then my accountant could see the mistake. He took the blame for it and mentioned that, yes, this needs to be paid, and yes, it's our mistake and we'll sort it.
Do you know the sound of your accountant's voice?
I do, yeah, that was the issue. So I thought it was all, like, I was a little bit sus with this initially, and then once I had my accountant on the line, and then to make it worse, I kind of stated that I wanted to speak to my accountant without the ATO there, just so I could kind of discuss my options. And then they suggested that as well. So then through another line, so my accountant phoned me. So this was the scariest part, Belinda. I had a phone call from my accountant, and the number that showed up on my phone was my accountant's number.
Wow.
It was the Yeah. So it was on a different line. The ATO or the scammers weren't listening, but it was them on the phone. So I thought I was speaking to my accountant. So I was like, what are my steps? You know, he was like, ask for payment options, you know, do this. He's like, it's our fault, but you have to pay it because we can't get involved, and then we'll pay you back. So I thought, I'm not going to be out of pocket here. Yeah, I know. So I'm, you know, now trusting my apparent accountant, thinking that, you know, this is legit. So, yeah, so I got off the phone to my accountant and then talked through the steps with the ATO scammer. And basically he said I needed to head down to Target to get an electronic ATO debit request form. And I thought that seemed pretty legit because I've...
From Target?
Yeah, from Target or BW, he said, because your bank account and your bank cards are fraudulent. And I was like, if it's a scammer, they're going to want my bank account details or my bank card. So again, I was like, okay, shit, this is pretty scary. I don't want to go to jail. Meanwhile, the whole time they were in my ear saying, you know, you have to follow our steps. You can't interrupt me when I'm talking. You'll be going to jail for 5 years if da-da-da-da-da. If you don't show that you're interested in fixing this debt now, you'll be up for about $97,000.
So you're still buying it at this point, Ashley?
I am, yeah. I guess I was just really, really frightened because, I mean, I had talked to my accountant, who sounded like my accountant, and I know it sounds really silly, but at the time I was absolutely petrified, and hearing from my accountant, from a phone number from my accountant, I was like, it must be legit. It was.
How did they achieve that?
I have absolutely no idea. Like, there must be some way that they can, because I'd given them their number, my accountant's number, obviously, because they dialed him in initially.
So there must be some technology that they can use to present as if they're coming from a certain number.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's the scariest part.
So
I guess that's...
What tipped you off? At what point did you go, this is a scam?
Yeah, so then once he said, go down to Target now. He's like, you need to do it now. If you put me on hold, or if you hang up, you will be arrested. We'll send the AFP for you. So what? I was like, crikey, like I was absolutely petrified. Like they were like coming to arrest me. And then, yeah, so I headed down to Target. He's like, don't speak to me when you're in the store, but I'll be speaking to you. So when I got to Target, he's like, tell me when you're out the front. So I was out the front of Target thinking the coppers were coming for me. And then he said, I was just speaking to your accountant. And the best way to prove that you're willing to pay for this or willing to amend the issues is by iTunes gift cards. And then I started to twig a little bit and I was like, what do you mean iTunes gift cards? What about this electronic request form? He's like, I've just spoken to your accountant and we've come up with an agreement. And I was like, well, I would really like to speak to my accountant. He's like, I've done it on your behalf. And in my head, I was like, gee, that seems a little sus. But then he kept saying that you'll get arrested, da 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 da. And I just got freaked out again. So I walked in. Sounds really dumb. Please don't laugh at me. But I walked into Target and I started to grab all these iTunes gift cards and I went up to the counter. And I was met by a young guy called Alistair, who I thanked very much later. He said to me, oh, you're buying a lot of gift cards. I'd already paid $500 worth. He's like, we don't let anyone buy more than 10 because there's a scam going around with gift cards at the moment. And then he showed me, this form and I read it and I was like, dude, I'm being scammed right now. And then I still had the guy on the phone because I've got headphones on, so I'm on a phone call. I still had the guy in my ear saying, you know, if they ask you what it's about, saying it's a personal issue, da-da-da-da-da. So he's in my ear telling me not to listen to Alistair while Alistair's telling me I'm being scammed. So it was really scary. So then I took my receipt and I went outside and I kind of obviously was very onto him then. So I gave him some very not so kind words and then he started to broadcast. You're correct. Yeah. And then he started to abuse me back and he said he was, coming for me and blah, 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 blah. And I told him he's more than welcome to. And then that was it.
Wow. So you're really obviously very indebted to the young man at the store you off.
Yeah, so then I went back into Target and Alistair wasn't there anymore, but I asked to speak to the manager and they reimbursed me the $500 that I'd already paid. And then I said, please pass on my thanks to Alistair and I will also shoot an email to head office and thank him for saving me $1,000 at Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. Now, these sort of scams are on the ScamWatch government website, scamwatch.gov.au. Correct. But actually, you sound like an intelligent young woman. You clearly.
Yeah.
This came across as so believable
and
it rang true when your accountant's number came up on your phone. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, wow. I think that's the scariest part. And I guess that's why, like, in some ways it's a little, like, as soon as I told my work colleagues and I told my parents, I was like, gee, I sound like an idiot. But when I was in the moment, it was just so frightening and so real. And I guess that's why I wanted to kind of get my story out there so that other people can hear it and realise that this is a scam straight away because no one wants to lose money, especially around Christmas time.
Oh, Ashley. Look, I'm so glad that 11th Hour assistance came your way. Thank you for sharing the story with us. We'll pursue this on ABC Northern Tasmania. We'll have a chat with the ACCC or we'll get someone on from ScamWatch perhaps tomorrow morning to have more of a chat about it. But good on you and thank you for being brave enough to share that with us on air this morning.
Mate, thanks for letting me get it out there.
Absolutely. Ashley, thank you for joining us. What a story. Have you been through something similar?